Good evening, folks, and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I'm your host, Maggie Hart. Super excited to be here another week, spreading good stuff, sharing knowledge, just sharing life experiences, spending time together like we would in our living room over a cup of coffee. And I've got to tell you, guys, my voice is so incredibly nasally today and mucousy today. It's just, I don't know how many of you out there are suffering from this whole what appears to be as seasonal allergies, or in some cases is presenting as like a mild head cold. But there's definitely an uptick in what's going on environmentally. I've talked to so many people who are, you know, telling me they're seeing the chemtrails and that they started chemtrailing at nighttime now. So it's not as obvious for those people who have caught on to the fact that they're chemtrailing. I want to know how many of you out there are suffering, either never had allergies before and now are having allergies, had mild allergies possibly before and now have more allergies to a wider range of things. Or maybe their allergies are more exacerbated. And that's absolutely what I'm seeing across the board, is everybody's having allergy issues and these head cold-like symptoms. And, you know, depending on your thought process, some people are saying, well, it's a COVID strain and it's a this and it's that. But it's pretty consistent, and it has been for a couple of years, and it's getting steadily worse. I'll wake up in the morning totally stuffed, and I recently spent a lot of money and invested in a really good air filtration / purifier, and I also run almost constantly an air purifier as well, plus the supplements that I take to try and combat seasonal allergies, the natural supplements, apple cider vinegar, honey, just don't seem to be as effective as they used to be. And then in my case, and probably thousands of you out there as well, if you're a child of someone who served in Vietnam, all of the chemicals, the Agent Orange that they sprayed on our dads in the service, or our moms in the service if they were nurses, that's all something that was passed down genetically. I know for sure that myself and my one brother suffer side effects of that. Well, I think he realizes that's probably what it's from, but it doesn't really matter if he is or isn't aware. I'm totally convinced that there are things that we have that are as a result of that, because they weren't anything that genetically was familially carried down in any other generation. And it's atypical. You know, like, he gets certain rashes, I get certain rashes and sensitivities sometimes. They're consistent with each other, but we actually have two different moms. So it's definitely the dad, you know, dad bloodline tie, but he just, yes. And my dad's just the health issues he's had to endure all these years as a reward for serving his country, which is ridiculous. And every time I think about it, I can't even go there. What I focus on is seeing him healthy and strong and vibrant, and all of the toxins just being flushed out of his system and not having an effect on his body. Basically, him being immune to that. And there's a certain part of that gets through, but I'm not able to do what I'm not there a whole lot. And I need to be there more, right? So I think my physical presence would be able to help him more. But I send him what I can when I can, because he's my dad and I love him. But yeah, going off on my little love tangent there, there's that. So some of us may be struggling with things like that. And if you've taken the jab, or if you've taken a flu shot or a pneumonia shot or anything else in the past conservatively 2 years, you don't know what was in that either. Is that something that's messing with the immune system? But overall, what I'm finding, and yes, by the way, I would be willing to bet it is in some manner, shape, or form, as well as you having some other weird side effects that you didn't have before. I think that a lot of us are affected. I think a lot of us are afflicted. And I think that we should be doing more, and we should really, especially with it being an election year, we should be pushing our representatives so hard to stop this. Anything that we can do to combat this holistically, take your vitamins, research, do as much as you can, drink a lot of water, all of that pure water, pure filtered, and make sure it's a good filtered water, by the way. You know, and you can't even trust bottled water anymore. Not that you ever really could, but just do whatever you can to protect yourselves. And I feel that if everybody wrote to their elected officials and really raised a stink, these are the things that we need to be doing right now. And you might say, it's not going to do any good. It's not going to change anything. These guys are nervous right now. We've got the election coming up. There's a lot of stuff going on under the surface, they say, that we don't know about or aren't privy to. And while I can maybe agree with some of it, not absolutely not all of it, I'm not going to go down the crazy train entirely yet. I'm not exactly ready for the entire crazy train yet. I'm just a little bit crazy, and that's my opinion. Other people might think otherwise. Talk to my family who thinks that I'm a conspiracy theorist and doesn't understand what's really going on. But yeah, there are some things that are under the surface that are good that are happening. I believe that, but just not the whole extent of the whole crazy train. Because it's not true. There comes a time where we need to understand that there are things that are put out there, good side, bad side, to keep us entertained, to keep us distracted. Use your discernment in prayer. Guys, I'm not saying that a lot of what seemed impossible before isn't possible now with the technology that they have. And I understand that, but we have to keep our wits about us to some degree. And I'm hearing over and over this phrase, if you think it, then it's real, on different podcasts and shows that I research, and I hear people telling me that in real life. So it's definitely something people have sunk their teeth into and embraced. And while that's true to a degree, there has to be energy behind it too. Like, it's not just, I thought of it, so it's real. It's an energy, it's a vibration, and I hope people understand that. But it doesn't seem like people understand that, because I work with people and they're like, well, I'm changed because I did this, 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 and this, and my mind says I'm changed. Well, if it walks like a duck and it quacks like a duck, it's still a duck. Can you metamorphosize from a duck to a zebra? I haven't seen it yet on this planet. Is it possible on another or in another dimension? Sure, sure. You have to have the energy and the vibration behind you to do that. What was that candy with the zebra stripes on it? I loved it. The colored gum. Fruit stripe, zebra gum, fruit stripes. Anyway, I loved that gum. Squirrel, here I am. Doing my thing again on a Sunday morning as I record to you. Only because I've only had a quarter to a half of a cup of coffee this morning, which is unheard of. Getting back to the topic of the chemtrailing, we need to do something. And this is the time to do that. The reason that I brought up the whole energetic thing and wanting you to be aware is we can affect things energetically. We can. So how do we do that with this? Do you guys bless your food and water before you eat it? So before you eat or drink anything, you should be doing a silent prayer or just a statement over whatever you're consuming. And what you should be saying is, I bless and purify this food that I'm about to eat. I am ordering it, and I am demanding that I be totally pure, nourishing for my body. There's nothing in the food that I'm about to consume or the beverage that I'm about to drink, the water, whatever it is, that can adversely affect my body. This is my will, and it is so. I command it. As a universal being of consciousness, I have free will over my own body. I have free will over what I intake into my body. I'm commanding that the stuff be pure that I put into my body. And you can pray on it in Jesus' name. Jesus, I ask that you bless and purify this food, sanctify it, use it to nourish our bodies, that make sure that there's nothing bad in it that can affect us negatively. However you want to word it, whatever your belief structure, do it. Please, do it. You should be doing this for everything you consume. Everything. Now I'm going to throw a curveball at you that you may not have heard of. The ministry that I was ordained with used some, I would call them, essene kind of teachings, and they blessed the air to purify the air. And that is something that we can also do. Whether or not you think you can move mountains, right? That's spoken of. So what I would suggest, and this is going to sound crazy, then again, you're listening to my show, so you're expecting a little bit of crazy, right? No, you can purify the air. You can control some of that. And I haven't been doing it lately. I've just gotten away from it. Here's what I used to do when I did it on a regular basis. I would come into my house, stand in the center, picture this giant angel coming out from the center of my floor, making a dome over my house. In my property. And yeah, I haven't had enough coffee. Can you tell? Having this angel spread its wings or make a dome over my house and property. Here's something you may not know. I would make like an invisible globe over and under. So picture a sphere, picture an orb, picture the old-time school globes that I still have, by the way, which is totally irrelevant anymore. Everything's changed so much, but it's a part of my history. My poppy bought it for me, and I love it, and it reminds me of him. So a globe, a sphere, an orb. And that globe, picture it like a half of a UFO or a dome, kind of like flat earthers feel, is over our part of these marbles in the sky. But they're not marbles in the sky if they're flat earthers, right? They're like plates. All of these plates in the sky. All of these dishes. Are they Corel? Are they fine china? Are they bone china? I'm just being a smart ass. But no, if you believe in the flat earth theory, right? Or even if you don't, you get the concept. There's this half globe, dome, top of a UFO in Marvin the Martian, you know, that kind of thing. But you got a whole one going on. So it's a whole circle. And my circle always is a full globe that goes under the ground. So half of it's above the ground, half of it's below the ground, and that's forming that circle. Why do I do that? Because we know there are things under the ground that we have no visual, physical, mental idea about as of right now. The dark forces have cities, dwellings. There are things underground that we have no idea of right now. There's been speculation. There's some people that have done a great deal of research on it. We also have the elite that are building bunkers under the ground. But I can tell you, as I've traveled this country, in certain parts of this country, what's under there is positively rank. It's just nasty. It's dirty. It's vile. I couldn't even stand to drive over some states, Virginia being one. Yeah, the Virginias suck when you got to drive over them and you're sensitive, because all I felt was just dark. I was like literally sick to my stomach every time I had to drive through the Virginias. As beautiful as the country was, and especially the mountains too, by the way. There's a lot of stuff hidden in the mountains. But anyway, I'm blessing the entirety. I'm blessing the sky above me as well as my environment, and I'm blessing and protecting the earth below me. Let's think about Revelation times and what's spoken of in the Bible. There are going to be creatures that come out of the sea, and one of the visions that I was shown is, hello, there's also going to be creatures that come up out of the earth, and they're doing it now, but some of these are snakes, frogs. I've talked about this for years. Nobody wanted to believe me. Trump's, the people that support Trump the most, Pepe the Frog. How are frogs spoken of in scriptures? When plagues are rained down, there's snakes and frogs, right? Just something to think about. You have to consider the source of what you're doing. Don't latch on to every belief or listen to everything that's put out there and go, oh, well, it's Trump, so it's got to be good. There are symbols out there that people are not picking up on. And the frog, when I saw Pepe the Frog, I started screaming to Pete, look at this! And he's like, what? And I'm like, dude, do you know what this means? And he was like, holy shit. And I'm like, yeah! He goes, well, that's a good point. And I'm like, yeah. So there's good and bad in everything. And we have dark forces at play that are influencing a lot of people. This Q movement, all of this stuff that's out there to take away our concentration from the actual problem and to divert and dilute us from what's really going on. Pay attention. So everybody that's got a Pepe maybe on their Facebook or their Instagram, I probably really pissed them off right now. But you know what? You need to understand what you're praising and worshiping something that you shouldn't be in that aspect. Not to say that frogs are a horrible thing. I love froggies. I think they're cute. The spiritual connotations behind certain creatures, there's a reason that they didn't use butterflies and dragonflies. There's a reason they use snakes and frogs. The reptiles, cold-blooded. What does that tie you into? You see, I can take you down so many paths and so many different thought processes, but I'm not looking to stress you out anymore. And if you're not ready to believe, then you're not ready to believe. I can't force you to. But what I can help you to do is to help you protect your families in ways that are not typical, in ways that will help you and should affect your environment in a positive manner. If thoughts prove true and if consciousness proves true and you're an advocate and you're on that bandwagon, then this should be a really easy concept for you to get, and you should be able to do this. And if nothing else, your thought's going to clear your energy. Your thought's going to clear your breathing space, because we have the ability to manifest in our minds. But it's inherent that we ask for protection, for help in these matters. The reason for that is because we were given these entities, these beings, to rely on for help because they can do things that we can't, and they're more powerful in some ways than we are. So rely on those tools. Use your tools in your toolbox, one of those being the angelic forces, the stronger, bigger ones. When I do spiritual warfare, it's not always me in the physical form that I'm in. I change, and so do these, and they're a lot more powerful and bigger than we are, and they're able to combat the things on the dark side that they have in their arsenal that are bigger and badass than we are. So it's all relative. What you want to do is picture that globe above and below the earth. And that's going to also help to purify your soil and your dirt by anything you walk on. You're grounding your feet. If you're grounding your feet, what are you grounding your feet on? You're grounding to the earth in a sense, because we're all connected, and we're connected to everything and every energy on the planet. And we're magnetic beings. Hello, we're magnetic beings. So when we're grounding to the earth, we're supposed to be getting the energy of the earth filtering. And if you're sitting against the tree, same thing. You're getting the energy. And it's a way of keeping your body healthy is by grounding, and spiritually as well. Think about this. If you're soaking your feet in a muddy swamp, what's going to be the difference between you soaking your feet in crystal clear mountain spring water? The reason that I say this is because it wasn't something that was an issue before, but I believe it is now. I feel, with some things that have been shown to me in vision, that they're messing with everything that they can to keep us healthy. Everything that we were created with, and everything that was created for us and to work in conjunction with us, everything to keep us healthy naturally, the sun, the earth, our water, the air, the elements, everything's being messed with right now. So you want to sanctify and purify your environment entirely. So you want to bless, sanctify, protect, and clear the air that you breathe, the earth below you. You want to protect yourself from whatever's below the earth and up there that you can't see, whether it be because it's hiding under the ground physically, or because it's in another realm where you don't have the ability to see it just yet. And you take that globe and you protect and you bless and you sanctify and you purify. And you can take that globe and put it around you, your person, so that you're in your own little bubble, so that wherever you go, whether it be the grocery store, the gas station, the bank, and when you get in the car, you can stretch that to cover your vehicle so that the air that you're breathing in the car as you're driving, everything is encompassed. I'm going to get back to doing that practice every single day. And I know before, when I used to do it, it made a difference. And if I believe it makes a difference, it's going to make a difference regardless. So why not try it? I encourage everybody out there to do that. Boy, I bet you didn't expect this episode to go down this crazy train. I wish I had the rights to, like we did on our other stations, to play commercial music, because I'd be jamming to Ozzy right now on my break. That's what I'd be playing for you. But, oh, and he's demonic, right? We can't listen to him. That's something else. I denied myself from music for years because the Christian way, the hurts is in the music. How are they affecting me? They were affecting me. They were affecting everybody. They've changed the hertzes in the music. I mean, we all know this. And they've changed it to a demonic undertone instead of a healing undertone. That's something else that I had to struggle with for years, is denying myself music was, in a sense to me, denying myself air. Because music to me is life. And I know, we know, music heals. Look at the studies with Alzheimer's patients. Look at autistics who can create beautiful, beautiful music even if they can't speak a word. There is so much beauty in music. The angels sing. Singing is a form of praise. The vibrationals and sounds that we make created the temples, I think. But the power between sound and energy is amazing, and they're tools that we're not using enough of. So denying myself music was a really bad thing for me because I missed it so, because it was in my blood. It was in my blood. It is in my blood. It's in my DNA. My dad loved music. We DJ'd. It just, my family always sang Italian songs. It's a part of who I am, going back, not just this generation, but I feel many generations. I know my great-grandparents loved it. I know my Uncle Mike loved it. We can also set the tone, no pun intended, when we're listening to music. Before you listen to that music, say, you know what? None of these hertzes are going to affect me. I'm going to be able to listen to the sounds, enjoy the music, but whatever's in it that's negative is going to be rejected by my higher self, by my subconscious, by my angels. and it's going to get filtered, and I'm only going to get the good stuff. If it's not healing and it's not of the highest form, the most purest of essence, then I'm not going to get that. It's not going to affect my body. Or I'll be drawn to listen to something else that day. And I know that they're putting a lot more into music than they used to. And let me tell you a story. I am infatuated on some levels with Teddy Swims. Since I first heard his music, there's something about his music that really resonates with me. And I know a little bit about his history. Don't know the guy personally, don't claim to. But I watch his videos, and there's a lot of checkerboard symbology in his videos, and there's a lot of red shoe stuff between he and his girlfriend, who I just watched an interview with her on. It's a YouTube short show by some cute little blonde, and what is it called? Pucker Up, where she asks questions and they have to take the sour candy. It's a reality show that normally I wouldn't pay any attention to at all, but I was curious. So I watched it on YouTube the other day about Rach, his girlfriend. I think she's a beautiful soul. She says that she believes in God, and she's recently discovered Buddhism, and she talks about how, does it really matter? We don't know what's here until we die, and we should all embrace whatever we embrace and stop bashing each other, essentially. Everybody is different, and whatever you believe, you believe. Whatever works for you spiritually, then that's your free will. While I'd like to say that I've had a hand in converting the masses to the truth, none of us really know the truth, all of it. And we probably won't until we escape this world and go to the next. And what that means for us as individuals could be any number of things based on how we lived our lives and the choices that we made. So rather than waste a lot of time on that, I feel as though where we are as a whole, collectively, the biggest focus needs to be on becoming one energetically. As I've said so many times before, just respecting each other, as long as you're not hurting anybody and not engaging in anything dark. Just come together and let's raise that collective energetic vibe. That's how we defeat the bad guys. And that's how we become quote-unquote enlightened. It's how we learn, because we are a hive mind. We are connected with everything on the planet. Everything has energy. And so we need to get into that mindset more and become one. And this show went a totally different way. I was thinking about it last night, and I was praying and meditating on what am I going to do the show on. What I needed to do for me and what I felt I needed to do for you was to keep it a little lighter in tone this week, to talk about some things that I haven't talked about in a while, to let my freak flag fly and talk about some things that you might not have been open to 6 months ago, but maybe you are now, because we are all changing and we are all growing. And these techniques, as times transpire and progress, these are things that we can all do. And I want to believe that we'll all have the mindset to be able to create our own realities, or at least push the energy the way that we want it to go. And so many people are struggling and suffering right now that if we could all just come together and have that mindset that, you know what, it's going to be okay. We're going to go through some tough times. But see what you want to have happen. We can be successful in these times. We can be positively driven in these times. But personally, we can affect our outcomes both spiritually and in the physical during these times. A lot of people have talked to me about, and I absolutely concur, there's been a shift. Something's different. Something's changing on the planet. I feel as though I think about something and it immediately happens. Or listening to a podcast and something shows up in my feed directly related to what I had been thinking about and something that I had been searching for answers for. And I'm seeing this across the board. A lot of people are telling me, what's different? Something's shifted. Something's changed. People that weren't open to their gifts before are open now. People are manifesting now that weren't able to before. And it's happening almost effortlessly, solely based on their desire to want things to change and to want to learn. Think about that. There's something going on with the veil. People are seeing things that they weren't seeing before. they weren't open to seeing before. But definitely on the manifestation side of it, people are praying for things and they're getting what they prayed for. Or they're getting guidance. They're getting the affirmations that the path that they're on are the right paths to take. They're seeing signs. This is all indicative of where we are on the timeline. So while overall, as we feel that everything is really bad and it's going to shit and oh my gosh, we're in the end times, it's not all bad. We're being sharpened. We're being honed. What is that saying? Iron sharpens iron. Okay, so we're being fine-tuned. Those of us that are open enough to do this, we're being fine-tuned right now for what's coming. And we're learning about our gifts and abilities on a almost effortless, at times it seems coincidental, and we know nothing is coincidental, platform. I want you to look at your own life experiences lately and think about that. Did you need $10 that you were short to pay a bill and you got a check in the mail for $20? Did you go to the grocery store looking for plantain bananas, which normally that store doesn't sell, and there they are sitting on the shelf? Any little thing like that, pay attention to all of the signs that you're receiving, all of the guidance that you're given. If a video comes up in your feed and it's something that you've been wondering about, and there it is, you may not get something out of the whole show, but you might get one tidbit, which could be a key that you've been searching for that can help you progress spiritually. Focus on your healing. Picture your body as being in total health. I want you to say this every day when you get up in the morning, or something like it. I am in perfect health. I am happy. I am whole. I am complete. I am loved. I am spiritually full. I'm learning more and more. I'm affluent. I have the money to pay for the things that I need and the money to do things that I want to do. Life is not a struggle for me anymore. It's effortless. Be thankful for the gifts as though you already have them. See you in perfect health. See you having money in the bank. Visually look at your bank account statement and see it being where you want it to be. All of this, it's an energetic movement on all levels. Set the mindset, send the intention, be thankful for it. Thank you, Father, God, Spirit, Universe, for that $100,000 in my bank account. I know that you've given it to me, and you have to truly believe it vibrationally and be thankful and grateful that you already have it and watch it come to fruition. See, I wanted this to be a lighter show. I wanted it to be educational but also chill, and I am going to share some comedy after the break just because I feel like we all need this right now. We all need that shot of positivity, truly, but something to latch on to that gives us hope when we're feeling maybe particularly depressed or worried about a situation. Maybe we've gone to the doctor and didn't get such a great result on a test. And I'm not afraid to show you how to do some things that may not seem logical or real. And if it's not for you, you'll turn it off and go someplace else. Go bitch about Trump on another station. I don't really care. I do care, though. That's not true. I care that everybody is the best version of themselves that they can be. And it's going to be your free will choice what you listen to and how you spend your time. And I really hope that it's with me. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to play my good buddy Pat Carr. Pat's an amazing original artist from Louisiana. Please support and check him out. He's on SoundClick. He's on Reverb Nation. He is on YouTube. He's everywhere. Find him at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. I also get to play his introductory and entry music on my shows, so I'm extremely thankful. Please support him. Tell him Maggie sent you. And support the network. We are totally listener-funded. Whatever you can send is greatly appreciated. And check out the other shows on the network. Go ahead and surf around on the main page. I'm sure there's something else that you will enjoy as well. I'm all about supporting each other. This isn't a competition. We're all working together to spread knowledge and awareness. If you don't have a professional commercial, please contact the owner. I'm sure he and the producer would be able to put something together that you'll be totally thrilled with. And finally, for all of your spiritual, emotional, physical, and mental needs, please contact me at Maggie, Maggie_Hart, Heart, at Outlook.com. We'll be back right after this. Thanks for listening, everybody.
love you. I'm gonna give it to you free.
And we're back. Thank you for joining me for the second half of the Positude podcast. I'm your host, Maggie Hart. One thing I wanted to talk about when I was talking about energy before the break, we were talking about different ways to energetically protect yourselves from the chemtrails and the harmful things that are being put into our environment. And you can actually use this to protect yourself from any germs that are out there, colds that are out there, COVID things that are out there, all of that. And I was teaching everybody and talking about how to make a bubble and protect yourselves. One thing that you can also do is you can do this collectively for the entire planet. So if you feel the need to do it on a wider scale, and if you do, that's a really good sign, by the way. If you're not just worried about your little piece of the pie, but everybody, you can do your own little area and then spread that out and cover the entire sky or the sky as far as you can see. There's a biblical connotation in there, right? As far as the eye can see. Then you can also, you can look at a map and do it, or you can just visualize the entire planet, all of the air in the planet being purified and transmuted to something that's beneficial. What about having air that's beneficial to us, supplying us with the things that we need to keep our bodies healthy through the air? If they can poison us, don't you think it's a possibility that there are things, obviously, that were naturally created in the air to keep us sustenant? But think about that. What could we do to positively charge the environment? Just saying. So play with it. Make sure it's always for the highest good of everybody and see what you come up with and put that into play. Practice it. And let's see where you are. I really need to get back to that. I'm ashamed that I haven't been doing it, but I will get back to that. And I am doing that again. I just need to do it every single day. Oh, before I go into the comedy, I wanted to go back to the Teddy Swims thing from before. I've talked to people that I've shared his music with, and invariably, there's something about his song, particularly the one I Lose Control, that it has been stuck in my head for like 2 months. Literally. There were times I would hear it on repeat all day long. The song would end, it would start again. The song would end, it would start again. So I shared it with other people to get their perspective of his music that hadn't heard of him before, which is crazy to me. Crazy must be the word of the day, huh, folks? I get on these tangents. But yeah, anyway. Squirrel, here we go again. I need more coffee. Teddy's song. I'm not the only one. Like, everybody that I've shared it with pretty much has been addicted to this song. They've been hearing it over and over and over in their heads. They can't get it out of their heads. It's been exactly the same as I described it to you. My experience was that it would end over again. It would end over again. It would end over again all day long. So I wonder what else they're putting out there in that music. I am a fan, undeniably. Not gonna even try to deny that. I think he's got an amazing voice. I like his charisma, his appeal. From what I've seen in interviews, I think his girlfriend's super cute, and I do think she has a good heart. There's a lot of symbolism in his videos and in their shots that they put up on Instagram, in my opinion. But we kind of know the story there with music, right? We know what happens there. Again, I take out the bad resonances, and I just listen, and I really like his stuff. Admittedly, he's done a lot of covers too, but I like his stuff. You know, I like his voice. But everybody that I've talked to seems to have that song stuck in their head now. It's crazy. There we go again. See, I did it again. But what are they doing to music? Why is that happening? It's very hard for me to conceive of the fact that everybody that I've showed it to has exactly the same response to that song. Undoubtedly, it's good, but is it that good? Like, I've known musicians that I've been friends with that I've really admired and thought they were great guys and just awesome musicians, and I've thought one in particular, Hey Joe, one of his songs I thought really should have been, well, more than one, but one I thought really should have gone farther, a lot farther than it did. And I thought that just some people out there have the propensity to be magnificent. And they are. No matter what they choose to do or however far they pursue their chosen paths, you know, they may have some forks in the road that change the way that they do things, but maybe they're still following their dream and following their loves, their passions. And that's a beautiful thing, right? But there are a couple guys out there that I think should have gone a lot farther than they did and have maybe not just as good, but pretty good voices. And yet here they are. And other songs and artists as well. I can think in my head of probably a dozen other songs that I like just as much. And I'm like, well, how come they didn't get to that umpteen million, you know, point status in like a very short time period? So are they doing something to the music? And if it's addictive, what's subliminal in there that's addictive? Now, am I saying Teddy's got anything to do with that? Probably not. But what's out there? There's so much we can ponder and stuff, especially about things like music. So just food for thought again. Make sure that you pray over what you listen to. Put the energy out there. I want it to be pure. Anything negative in there is not going to affect me. And I'm just, let's watch this. Let's see how many other stars' songs do this. Let's just watch. Let's just watch and see. Let's observe. So going to the comedy, I've been really excited to share this with you just because I think the guy's funny. This man is from Maine. His name is Chip Layton, and his Instagram channel is The Layton Show. It's the underscore LEIGHTON underscore show. I've been listening to him or watching his videos, his little shorts on Instagram, for probably like a year and a half. It was before he got super big, and he has just exploded. He has a book that's coming out, and he's been doing a lot of interviews and stand-up comedy, actually. So the premise behind his stuff is he shares texts that teenagers mostly college-age kids, have sent to their parents, humorous texts. And I like it because it's clean, it's wholesome. I can listen to it with other people in the room. And when he doesn't verbally read the memes, when he lists them on his screen, the really cool thing is it's usually background scenes of Maine, which is absolutely gorgeous for any of you that don't know. It's just a beautiful, beautiful state. And so when he has these pretty backgrounds with these memes, he also plays really cool music. So bonus, I love that. You know, it's well, he does play like some Taylor Swift, but aside that, he plays some pretty good music. But the ironic thing is, it's hysterical to me. These texts just make me roll, and I share them with my daughter on a regular, semi-regular basis. And some of them are just, they're just hysterical. They have me like laugh out loud, rolling on the floor, tears coming down my face, sometimes funny. But the fact that these college students are in a lot of instances asking their parents questions, and yeah, there's some high school, but it's mostly college, asking their parents questions that are just totally mindless. There's no intelligence there whatsoever. Scares the bejesus out of me. The fact that these kids are so uneducated and don't have logical reasoning abilities really is concerning to me. But I have to be honest, at the end of the day, when I'm having a stressful time or if there's been a challenging moment, once I come back to balance, I just, to have that laugh, I can always count on him to make me laugh, or rather his stuff as was shared from other parents across the country. But it's a really cool idea. I love the concept. He's very dry and down to earth and somewhat funny in his own right, and I just enjoy him, so I wanted to share it with you. It may also give you a better perspective, as it did me, the mindsets of our teenagers nowadays. Oh, before I go through this, let me just quickly go back to the music thing for a minute. There have been instances in my head, I was just reminded of this, where I have had particular songs play over and over in my head on repeat, just the same as that one Teddy Swims song, for a couple of days or hours or weeks. But always in those cases, there was a message that was attached to that, and I knew from the lyrics of the song what the message was. It meant something to me, i.e., there was something that was shared in the contents of that song, or while that song was being played, something that happened to me, and so the song served as a reminder, and in some cases, literally a message. So I wanted to just bring that up as well, and I'm sure anybody that has a love for music like I do and is open to their gifts has had those types of experience. We all have songs that are our favorites for different reasons as well. And music does heal, as does comedy. And that was part of the reason I was very excited to bring this to you tonight. So I hope I don't wear out my welcome, as it were. And he is on a lot of social media sites, not just Instagram. I hope you like it as much as I do. And after I share Chip's stuff, I have some personal stories as well that are kind of humorous I'd like to share with you along the same vein. So the first one I'll read to you, driving quotes from your teenagers. I don't know why you're so mad. The lady I hit wasn't even this mad. Calm down, I've only had two accidents. Do I turn here? There's no road. I thought as long as I didn't hit the kid, it was legal. How was I supposed to know driving 20 miles on a flat tire would ruin the rim? I feel like I'm about to lose control of the car. Bruh, when does my social security number expire? Happy Mother's Day. I Venmo'd you $6. I adopted a donkey in your name. Don't bring homemade. We don't need to look like pilgrims. Can you bring me my science homework and $300? Send me a pic of your signature. Don't ask questions, please. Can you ask Dad why he's calling me? How do I use your rewards points for a hotel? Are you going to be near a Chipotle today or no? Oh, I thought you might want to know that the car I hit was actually a school bus. When my child did not wait his turn at a four-way stop, he explained he was establishing dominance. When asked by the driving instructor to explain what the sign saying no outlet meant, my daughter said, "You can't charge your phone? How big is a 12-inch pizza? Can you send me the pics you took before prom? Except not the ones with you and Dad in them. Delete all your social media profiles. My friends found you. Please don't tag me anymore in those posts about loving your kids and crap. Do we have a zip code? Mom, you know you don't have my real Gmail, right? Take that pic of me from Facebook down or I'm gonna report you. Here's a video where he reads some.
Your comments on my post about texts from our college freshmen, unbelievable. How do I take my clothes out of the washing machine? Do I just reach in there with my hands? Called me from the store. Where do I find the pasta water? Am I Catholic or Christian? Do I like arugula? Maybe just take a bite. Texted to ask for a passport to go to a football game in Arkansas from Missouri. My son asked what thaw meant. Son texted me to ask how to remove a hickey. Can I use a Christmas stamp to mail something in July? Do I have a surname? Daughter once asked if a 13x9 pan is the same as a 9x13 pan. Kid called to ask whether the shampoo or conditioner goes first. Been doing it wrong for years. And I can't really stop with these texts from your college freshmen. Son asked if Italian was a language. Wow, I thought it was just an accent. Two students got in a car accident and exchanged health insurance info. Driver pulled in front of us. Son screamed, quick, press the honk button. Daughter kept referring to her insurance copay as a cover charge. Daughter asked what blinker she should use to go straight. College freshman asked if the Pink Panther was a lion. Kid asked me if she had a live birth. Nephew filling out a form put 5'12 for his height. Boy getting ready for college. Ugh, I need a pap smear. Daughter thought the Brita pitcher refilled itself with the humidity in the refrigerator. Daughter asked how I make pancakes round. If anyone's about to comment that that's a legit question, please do not.
Did I already get my rabies shot? Do I have Medicare? I can use my expired passport to get out of Mexico, right? Does the post office sell stamps? What time is noon? I'm Hispanic, right?
Your comments about what your teenagers have said are crazy. Daughter asked if she could eat the leftover chicken Alfredo for breakfast. She didn't have a fridge, but she had it in front of the fan overnight. Daughter's boyfriend drove to Canada and texted her, I can't believe I'm in Europe. Is a doctor for women's stuff called a gyro? No. Asked my son to mail me something. He said his school doesn't have outgoing mail. Daughter's passport expired and the new application required a passport photo, so she sent in a photo of her old passport. Can you go through a drive-thru in the rain? Sophomore told me she had a salad in the freezer for later.
What's grandma's actual name? Can I get lung cancer from smoked turkey? Are we Italian? Can I use the bathroom on a plane? How often is annual? Can I use the toilet brush to clean the shower?
All right, one more round of comments on texts from your college freshman. I'm Hispanic, right? No, you're not. Do I have Medicare? Son was late for school, told the teacher he had morning sickness. Teaching daughter to drive. Should I just, like, look at the road? Yeah, please. Asked the chemistry teacher, how do I get this sponge soft? Put down mom as his emergency contact, and for relationship, put good. Sent my 20-year-old to get stamps. Called me upset because they gave her stickers instead. Asked for the insurance card at the doctor's office. Gave him the car insurance and said, is this the same thing?
Do we live above or below sea level? Why did we pick 365 days for a year? So random. So how do I know when the water is boiling? Pork chops are part of a chicken, right? Since when has Thanksgiving been on a Thursday? Can you Venmo this guy $80 for my fake ID? My son on getting his first apartment. They want first and last month's rent. I didn't even live there last month. My friend's son went to the DMV to get his learner's permit, and on the form he filled out when it asked for sex, he put one time in Florida. Did you know George Foreman was a boxer? I thought he was just a grill guy. What time does the ball usually drop on New Year's Eve? Do we have a billing address? Can I go to a blue mail thing to send an envelope? Is my license an ID? I'll be staying with my mate from the 30th to the 32nd of September, okay?
Son asked where his yarn shirt was. He meant sweater. My daughter thought ham was its own animal. College freshman son asked me to make him an appointment at the dry cleaners. Can we get a German exchange student? They're free. Had to get two vacuums repaired because my daughter didn't realize you couldn't vacuum up socks. After a car accident, the paramedics asked my daughter if she was allergic to anything. Potpourri, she says. Did I register for selective service? If so, what services did I select? Filling out the form of the dentist, where it says relationship to patient, he wrote, my dentist.
White fuzzy stuff on the strawberries is fine to eat, right? How many quarters is a football game? 3? Does the meat come in a taco kit? Do I pick you up at arrivals or departures? Do I drink fat-free or skim milk? Are scallops meat? I thought they were a type of onion. Is this a good shirt for my fake ID picture? Was my job at Taco Bell government or non-government? What time zone are we in? Canada time, right? Are the cows that roam here pasteurized or non-pasteurized? What's it called when the leaves change color? Why are the birds barking so loudly? Are parsnips chicken? What is my country of citizenship? Quick. Where do wild dogs get their nails clipped? What kind of animal is a soy? If I use multiple stamps, do I layer or put them side by side? Is my passport good in all 50 states? Has Halloween ever been on Friday the 13th? Will I get in trouble for driving with roller skates on? So those are just some. And I may just share some here every week or maybe once a month. I think they're hysterical. So sharing my personal story with you. I have a family member that's struggling with some memory issues, and so we went to the doctor for a cognizant test to see what steps could be taken in the future and what further tests needed to be done. The doctor showed 3 pictures, one of a lion, one of a rhino, and one of a camel, and said, "Can you please identify these animals?" So the first one, lion, that's a lion. And he wrote under the picture, L-I-O-N. The second one, rhino. And he wrote instead of R-H-I-N-O, R-I-N-O. And for the third picture of the camel, he said, that's Kamala Harris. The doctor, who appeared to be liberal by the way he was dressed and his actions, I won't go into detail, really nice guy though, turned around and without missing a beat, he pointed to the picture of the rhino and the name under it, R-I-N-O, and he said, so that's rhino, Republican in name only, right? Touché, doc, touché. So then after the appointment, we got out to the parking lot and we noticed the doctor walking to his car, and it was a really bright, beautiful blue, shiny Porsche. And my family member insisted that it was a Honda. Well, I saw the doctor lift up what typically would be the hood of the car and put his medical briefcase inside. Chances are it wasn't a Honda unless they've really upped their game in the last couple of years that I don't know about, but he swore he saw the name Honda on the back and that it was a Honda, but clearly it was a Porsche. When we have family that struggles with issues, it can be really challenging, but some of the things they can come out with at times can be really funny, really cute. Today, the garbage pail, he opened the lid and he looked at it and he said, this thing is magical. It keeps filling itself up. While trying to explain a conundrum, he said, well, that's a squaffle. I actually had to look that one up. Turns out it actually is a real word according to Wiktionary. A squaffle is a slice of squash impressed with a grid pattern in the manner of a waffle. So either way, the application was wrong. I just thought it was cute. I hope you enjoyed the change of pace tonight and tonight's show in general. It's nice to mix things up here and there. Thank you all so much for listening. Please support the network. And oh, I forgot to tell you earlier, if you want to be a superstar and have your own business, please consider sponsoring a commercial on our network. Whether it be on my show or anyone else's or just the network in general, it is a really great way to support the network and get your name out there as well. Please get a hold of me at Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E, _Hart, H-E-A-R-T, prostitutepodcast@outlook.com. If you're having problems, you don't know how to relate to your life, what's happening around the planet, if you just need some guidance and direction, some life coaching, some help with some spiritual issues, if you need help with some anxiety or sleeplessness or nervousness, or if you need some help with your prayer and meditative time, if you need to learn how to pray or meditate, if you need some exercises in self-control, if you need someone to share your experiences with based on former trauma that you're trying to get through, anything at all like that that I could help you with, please contact me. It's important now more than ever to know that you are loved, you are valued, you are special, you are important. And we all need a helping hand sometimes. It's not something to be embarrassed about. It's to be commended, because you're taking the steps to get yourself better and to get yourself in a place of joy, of peace, a place where you can feel comfort, a place where you can feel whole again. And with the recent events of the past years, some of us might feel holy, but not in the spiritual sense. We may feel physically full of holes, physically depleted, as it were, and that can go in the spiritual aspect as well. We can feel that way. So get a hold of me, Maggie_Hart@outlook.com. Please take care of yourselves and each other. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you all next week. My good friend and buddy and mentor, a chief of a local tribe on Onondaga Nation, wrote a book. It's called Who Are These People Anyway? And my chief's name was Chief Irving Powless, Powless Jr. I've been thinking about him a lot these past weeks, and I happened to be at a thrift store earlier this week, and it was just that morning I had been thinking of him. And I went to the store to drop off some things, and in a pile of books there was a copy of his book, fully sealed, brand new, sitting on top of the pile. I took that as a sign that he knew I was thinking about him and hoping that he remembers me as fondly as I remember him. And if you get a chance, please pick up his book. It's absolutely a great read for anybody who's interested in Native American culture. His stories are wonderfully written. He has so much knowledge to share, and he's done so much for his people that it's truly amazing, and I'm honored and blessed to have called him friend and confidant. I just needed to say that for him, because I really do miss him, and I think that he would appreciate me doing that. So thanks everybody again for listening. Have a great night, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye, everybody.